must always see the big picture. When driving through puddles or in heavy rain, your tires may begin to hydroplane. Actually ride on the water rather than the pavement. If this happens to you, don't panic, and especially don't jam on your brakes. In this actual scientific demonstration, we see that in as little as a quarter inch of water, your tires may lose contact with the surface completely.
Brain dead.
Mr. Anderson, it's punks like you that paramedics end up scraping off the road at 4 in the morning. For your sake and the safety of others, I hope you fail your driving exam.
Wondering, it's never gonna get that good for me. Anderson, the only difference between you and that greaseball is that he has a license and you don't. Scumbag! Get on. I'll drive you home.
No way, man. Look, I have a driver's exam to take Saturday. I don't want to get killed. Les, your license is just as important to me as it is to you. I'll take it easy. Trust me.
Yeah! Watch out, watch out!
Grandfather's 16 years old, man. It only has 20,000 miles on it.
Wow. What's it doing here?
Well, my granddad's afraid to take it on long trips, so I borrowed my dad's car for a week.
Do you know this boat would kick ass up at Archie's? Do you think there's any chance we could get it Saturday night?
Not a chance in hell,
dude. No way. Hey, Dad, what's up?
Well, I'm just cleaning out the garage here, making some room for the old boat. What do you think, Dean? As long as you're here, you want to give us a hand?
Yeah, Dino. Huh?
Dean. You know, I'd love to, Mr. Anderson, but I just remembered I'm allergic to dust and cardboard boxes. Oh, I gotta go. See you tonight, lass.
See you tonight, Dino.
Take care of that cough, Dean.
Oh, yeah.
Dad. Do you think that there's any way you could tell me for sure if I could borrow Mom's car Saturday night?
Here's the deal, Les. First get your license, then we'll talk.
All right, what nice happened to you today? Interesting news.
Where's the cake?
I found
them.
Mom's dresser.
Very good.
For your information, this is exactly what I ate when I was pregnant with all of you. You turned out okay.
Dad.
Yeah?
Did you, look at the brochure I gave you?
You bet.
Hey, what'd you think?
Well, a $23,000 BMW for a 16-year-old kid who's never had a job a day in his life? I think it's a great idea.
Look, Dad, the car wouldn't only be for me. And she can use it, too.
Don't include me in your obsession.
Les, isn't it premature to be talking about getting a car? You just finished your driver's ed course 2 hours ago.
Carl says that in America, people are misled to believe that a car represents freedom and individuality.
Right.
When, in essence, it is more oppressive than anything else, burdening the individual with such materialistic costs as...
Wait, who cares what your commie boyfriend thinks? I say it's great to be an American.
I agree. This is the most oppressive environment a child could be raised in.
Natalie, one day soon, it will all be over. You'll go away.
All right, Matt here.
Hey, buddy. Down.
See you later.
Sweet
surrender. Mom, what are you doing?
Wait, just duck down, duck down.
Mom,
no, don't stop here. Go.
Is something wrong with the car?
Just go. No, it's not the car, it's you. You're driving. Please, just go.
All right.
Thanks, Mom. Drive safely.
Hey, Dwayne! Does Mommy hold your dicks when you piss?
Sorry, Mom, I didn't introduce you. Those are my friends. We'll call.
Okay.
Good night, Mom.
Good night.
Thanks, Mom.
Honey.
Ignore.
Bye, Mom.
Be careful.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Where are you going? Guys. Hey, guys, it's me, Charles.
Oh, baby. Hey, do you ever wonder what kind of car some of these babes would lose their virginity in?
You never cease to amaze me, Dino.
No, seriously. Okay, look at Cheryl Lieberman, for instance.
A VW convertible.
Cheryl Lieberman? Trans Am.
Okay, Beth McClain.
A Volvo. No, wait. A station wagon.
Okay, I got one for you. Bonnie Duplo.
A cargo van.
A garbage truck.
Mercedes Lane. Oh, I've bumped into her a million times. She's never bumped into me once.
No, listen. You don't own me. Women have rights in this country, not like Kuwait or Pakistan, where they worship their men.
Mercedes, it has nothing to do with worship. It has to do with going to parties with kids.
I happen to go to school with these kids. I have friends here.
Friends, yes. Friends, okay. But these basic children, they can do nothing for you. Mercedes, I'm beginning to, perspire. Now, you know that I hate to perspire. Now, let this go, huh?
I think that I can find my own way home. Thank you.
Don't do this, Mercedes.
And, Paulo, if you're wondering about Saturday night, I just remembered. I already have a date.
You have a date? With who?
With him.
With me?
Didn't we make arrangements?
Yeah, I believe so, but nothing was final.
Well, now they're final.
Joe.
Hey! Watch it!
Thanks.
Les, I have the answer. Why don't you just ask her to make sure?
Look, I'd love to, Charles, but I can't talk to something I can't see, right? I mean, come on, guys. Last time was the closest any of us have ever been to her.
Well, you're in luck, lover boy, because she's sitting down right over there.
Wait, Dean, I can't do it, man.
Go on, ask her. If you're lucky, she'll bite.
It's me, Papa! Les, wake up! Where are you going? Les? Les, what's the matter? Is there something wrong with having a father these days?
Dad, what are you doing here?
I had to run some errands for your mom after work, and I thought I'd stop by and take you driving. I figure if you can handle this cruiser, you can handle anything.
What about Grandpa?
What about Grandpa? Who knows what he's doing with my car? Get in.
Yeah. Dad, here comes the stop sign.
Nice call. That's a good one. Why don't we make a right turn right here? What?
Dad, I have to ask you for a favor, and you can say no. But I will never, ever ask you for another favor as long as I live.
Les, you know that's a lie.
See that girl over there walking? That. That is the girl of my dreams.
Okay. Let's give her a clue.
Dad, shh. Look. She just asked me out last night, Dad.
Yeah?
Okay? Now, if I drove by her with you in the car with me, no offense. It just won't work. You understand?
Les, you're asking me to let you drive this car alone without a license? Are you crazy?
Dad, I'm just going to go up to her, circle around, maybe at the least say hello to her and come right back to you. 2 minutes. Be careful, Dad.
Sure.
Thanks.
Be careful.
I will. I promise I will.
I trust you.
Thanks, Dad. Oh, and Dad.
Yeah?
Would you mind?
Mercedes!
Les Anderson from the party last night.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry, I didn't recognize you.
Hop in, I'll give you a lift.
Sure.
Hold on. After you, madame. Okay, so which house is yours?
Third one on the left.
Okay.
But I'm not going home.
Where are you going?
To a friend's house in Cedarwood. You don't mind, do you?
Not at all.
Les? Les?
Thanks a lot.
Wait. Mercedes. Last night at the party, but you kind of mentioned something about me and you maybe going out Saturday night. Anyway, I was just wondering if it was still on.
Sure. Call me tomorrow.
Wait. Let me give you my number in case something comes up.
Oh, here. Write on this.
Great.
Thanks a lot for the ride. Bless.
No problem.
How could you do it, Les? What were you thinking about? I don't believe it. I mean, not only did you break your explicit promise to me, but you used up your last favor. I suppose you know where this leads you, don't you?
Not in good shape?
That's right.
Look, Dad, just let me explain it to you, okay? Look, Dad, she told me that she lived three houses down. I thought I was taking her home.
Why don't you just tell her the truth?
Tell Mercedes Lane the truth that Les Anderson doesn't have a license?
Yes.
And risk her having a heart attack from laughing so hard at me?
Her having a heart attack?
Look, Dad, please just put yourself in my shoes.
Look, you're upsetting your mother. She's pregnant, you know.
Do you understand what happens if you get caught driving without a license? They make you wait 2 years before you can take the test again. That's 24 months. That's an awful lot of bus rides. Relax, Dino. Look, I didn't get caught. And you know what? You would have done the exact same thing that I did. Now, did you guys come over here to ask me some questions? Or what? All right. Here's one. How can you identify a blind pedestrian to whom you must yield the right of way? This is a complete waste of time. I mean, it's not like you just moved here from bedrock or something. You've been a passenger in a car all your life. And what is this shit? Natalie! Hey, Natalie! I was wondering, if you're driving 55 miles per hour and you collide with a runaway train, would it make any improvements on your face? Good luck on your exam tomorrow, Einstein.
Good afternoon, children. In the next 20 minutes, you will be given 30 questions. Anything over 5 mistakes will be considered a failing grade. We'll begin at the sound of the bell. Begin.
Welcome to the Department of Motor Vehicles Driver's Test. Press start to begin. Question 1. What should you do if you miss your exit from an expressway? A. Jam on the brakes and back up. B. Make a quick U-turn. C. Go on to the next one. Correct. Question 2. Which is usually the smoothest lane of traffic?
Why don't they just give licenses away?
Incorrect.
What?
Question 3. You must look for bicycle riders in the same lanes used by motor vehicles because they, A, must ride facing oncoming traffic, B, are entitled to share the road with you, C, always have the right-of-way. Incorrect. When driving through fog or rain, it is advisable
Question
to
9.
A, turn
when
on back and out at an angle
parking.
Incorrect. You should always link your turn signals regularly.
Continue looking through your rear
Question 21.
Turn on your headlights.
Seatbelt properly worn.
Blow your horn.
Look
at
back
over
your shoulder
and back slowly.
C. Stop. Incorrect. Warning. One more wrong and you fail.
Finished.
Question 26. At 55 miles per hour, you come upon a large puddle of water. Do you A, pump the brakes? B, gently ease your foot off the gas pedal? C, accelerate? Incorrect. You have failed. You have failed.
Mr. Anderson, you can thank your sister for this one.
Again?
Uh-huh. Due to a computer malfunction, we are unable to search the system's memory for your test results. However, since your sister received a perfect score, we are going to pass you and allow you to take your road test. I mean, how different can you and your twin sister actually be? Wait a minute, stand back, children. Don't crowd me. I'm a living time bomb.
Okay.
Last name first name last.
Anderson. Les Anderson.
Buckle up, son. It's the real world out here. Now, Anderson, I want you to take a long, hard look at this cup of coffee. Now, I love my coffee. It's probably the one thing I truly do cherish on this godforsaken mudball called Earth. Now, what I'm trying to say is that most examiners use a clipboard. I don't believe in them. What I do believe in is my cup of coffee. Now, that coffee is hot, filled right to the brim. If it spilled on me, probably burned me, huh? Speak up, son!
Yeah.
Nobody likes to get burned, do they?
No.
So it's real simple. You burn me, you fail. You don't, you pass. It's as simple as that. All right, Anderson. Let's start off with some light traffic. I want you to get over in that lane. Now.
Very good, Natalie. Now, why don't you head up to the left here? Let's see how you handle this hill. Very good.
Anderson, let's pull to a stop. Right here.
Here?
What the heck's wrong with that? Every time I come up this road, some idiot hit him. Come on, you little moron.
What are you waiting for, son? Christmas?
Have a stroke before you get that thing moving.
Okay, Natalie, I'd like you to stop right next to this car here. Good. Now, why don't you parallel park right here? Very, very, very good.
Hey, Anthony Anderson, I want you to make a parallel park right in here.
In there?
What am I speaking Greek? In here.
Congratulations. Here's your license. Please drive safely.
Thanks.
Good morning. How are you?
Lousy.
I got it! Slow down!
You're in luck, Anderson. The cup was empty. See you on the battlefield sometime, soldier.
Congratulations. Here's your license. And please, drive safely. Mr. Anderson, just a minute. Someone wants to speak with you.
Anderson, we were able to retrieve your test results from the computer. And I suppose you already know, you failed. God giveth, and the DMV taketh away. You mustn't fuck with the Department of Motor Vehicles, Mr. Anderson. We can make your life a living hell.
Plastic on.
No,
Mom,
I don't.
Dad?
Yeah,
in here. Shh. Mom? Dad?
Hi.
Yeah, hi, sport. What's a good word?
I have to, tell you guys something.
Oh, no, you put a dent in the car already?
Huh? What is it, honey?
I...
What? What?
I'm a free man!
Yes!
Yay!
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
Right, so tell me about it. Was it murder? Was it tough?
Murder? No, not at all. Dad, it was like taking candy from a baby.
Yeah? That's great. Look, I filled your mom's car up with some gas just in case you felt like taking it for a little spin.
Oh, sweet.
Huh? Well, Dad, I was kind of thinking about maybe going to my room and taking a little nap. I'm exhausted.
Honey, what is wrong with you?
Something. Mom, come on. What could be wrong with me? This is the greatest day of my life.
I know. So why don't you want to take advantage of your father's senility and take my car out for a little spin? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I don't know if you guys remember or not, but 16 years of waiting and dreaming is a lot of pressure. And I'm not sure that being behind the wheel of a car is the right place for me to be right now.
Flo?
Did you hear that? You did it, man. How does it feel?
Dean, baby, hey, what's going on?
Hold on a second. I'm looking for my car keys. Ha! Found them right here next to my AAA card.
Great. Now come over and pick us up.
I can't.
Of course you can't. You can do anything, Les. You have a license.
What? Oh, see that, Dean? My mom's calling me. Look, they're already asking me to run errands. I have to go, okay? Goodbye.
Test failed. Uh-oh. Robin!
Trouble.
All right, Mercedes. Ha-ha, yeah.
Well, you know. Lower, Trinity, lower. Come here.
Hello?
Rudy, Mom's got brownies in the kitchen. Go, hurry, quick.
Dad, what do you need?
Les, my boy, we're drinking a toast to you.
Hello?
Dad, you know, that's really thoughtful of you, but, you know, I shouldn't be drinking and driving.
I know that, Les. I know that. Have a drink. But you just saved me $26,000.
What?
First raise your glass to saving me 26,000 buckaroonies. Huh?
How'd I do that, Dad?
Simple. 23,000 for the BMW, 3,000 for the insurance.
I don't get it.
No?
No.
Get it?
He failed?
He failed and he lied.
Look, Dad, I just figured that I can get through the weekend and then take it over Monday, you know?
I know what you figured. Listen. You're grounded for 2 weeks. It's not the end of the world.
Feels like it.
Good evening, Carl.
Good evening, Mrs. Anderson. Is Natasha at home?
She'll be down in a second.
How are you feeling?
Fine, thank you.
I admire you. I really admire you for having the courage to bring a child into this oppressive world. And let me just say...
Natalie!
Natasha, we're going to a protest. Do we have to take your mother's imperialist gas guzzler?
Would you rather take my grandfather's Cadillac? Hi, is Les in, please?
Yeah, this is Les.
Hi, this is Mercedes. Do you remember me?
Remember you? Yeah, of course. Hi, how are you?
Actually, I'm a little lonely. I thought that we had a date tonight, and I figured I'd call you since you hadn't called me.
Oh, I was out all day. I was deep sea fishing.
So you haven't changed your mind about tonight? Have you?
Tonight? Now? No.
Great. So you can pick me up in 20 minutes? Les?
Hang on.
an innocent girl, a harmless drive. What could possibly go wrong? Mercedes, I'll be there in half an hour. Park my car, he's gonna ruin my transmission. No way.
Hey, what about my tip?
Here we are. Wait, we can't park here. It's a tollway zone.
On a Saturday night, Les? You're acting like it's the first time you've ever driven.
Siamese twins.
Lose yourself, kid.
Mercedes!
Mercedes, a lovely surprise is to see you.
Paul, I have to talk to you.
By the way, this is Veronique. She's going to be moving in with me.
Is this the one you told me about?
Hmm. Would you like a drink? Paul, I'll give you a drink. What are you having?
Nothing.
You talking about?
Please, sir, be gentle.
For $80? $80?
Would you like some champagne? It might help.
No, thanks. I already had some tonight.
I'm really sorry about the car. I feel like it was all my fault.
Oh, don't be silly. I should have given the car to the valet in the first place. I'm sorry about your friend.
Oh, he was a jerk anyways. I don't know why I even hung around him. Let's get out of here.
And go where? I mean, with the amount of money I have in my pocket, we have two choices. We can either sit in front of a parking meter for 20 minutes, or go buy ourselves a newspaper.
Let me tell you, I know a quiet spot with plenty of free parking.
Are you sure there's a road here? Up here. How'd you ever find this place?
Someone I know used to take me here. Not a boyfriend. My father used to take me here to show me how beautiful the world could be if you could step away and see it at a distance. I haven't been here in a long time.
No. Not in the car. I mean, I'll get you a blanket.
You sure come prepared.
Like a Boy Scout.
Les?
Yes?
Sorry I dragged you into all this. No, I don't usually act like this.
Oh, it's okay. I don't mind. There you go.
I'm really glad I called you tonight.
Yeah? I'm really glad, too.
All we're missing now is some soft romantic music.
Hold on.
Oh, great. Grandpa's top 10. Aren't you drinking rather heavily?
Do you want to dance?
To this? Oh, yeah. Where?
Right up here. You couldn't pray for a more romantic setting.
Yeah, I guess so.
Something in your eyes was so inviting. Something in your smile was so exciting. Something in my
heart. Maybe I should take my shoes off.
Told me yeah, I good idea.
Strangers in the night. Two lonely people, we were strangers in the night. Up to the moment when we said our first hello, little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away, and ever
get up, get off, get off the car.
What's the matter, Max?
The hood, it's caving in, get off quick.
But Les, I love this song.
Yeah, well then you've definitely had too much to drink. Come on, get off. Oh, wow. Stay here. Come on, get in. Shh. Look, we gotta get this thing fixed. Slide over. Please, please.
You have such baby soft skin.
The noise, man. My parents are vampires. And I'll tell you something. You have balls. You definitely have balls for snagging this car. I'm impressed.
All right, Les, let's see the license.
No way. Forget it, guys. It's ugly.
Of course it is. Big deal.
Come on, Les.
No way.
Please, let me take a picture of it.
Forget it.
Don't you think you should let me take a picture of it?
Okay, Charles.
Okay. All right. Say cheese.
Cheese.
Great. Well, take a look, Les. What do you think?
Excellent work, Dean.
Thanks.
I mean, this is spectacular. You saved me, man. Thanks.
So, I guess we can go to Archie's now?
Look, Dino, pal, I promise you, next weekend, yeah, fine. Okay, we can go to Archie's, but not tonight. Look, Mercedes doesn't have to be home for a couple hours.
Les, let me explain something to you. Unless you're into some intense kinky shit and you never know after tonight, this Mercedes has a dead battery. Les, we're talking about Archie's Atomic here, Les. You can't get there without a license. It's in the middle of nowhere. No buses, no trains, no planes. Only the slickest, most intense driving machines you've ever seen in your life. I have the directions my brother gave me in my back pocket. You won't regret this. There's 5 girls for every guy, and we're not talking dogs. We're talking bunnies.
Dean, did you wipe your feet off?
Yes, I wiped the concrete off my feet. Hey, Charles. Push them away. I got a surprise for everybody.
No way, man. Not in here.
What's the matter with you, Les? This is a car. It's not an oxygen tent.
Look, Dean, now if there's any evidence at all that I took this car tonight, my dad's gonna slaughter me first and ask questions later, okay?
What?
Stop it.
Great and all, but
Could you take the car to neutral? We just got passed by a street sweeper.
Hey, girls, whose car are you driving, Grandma's?
Come on, race.
Listen, that faggot's mad.
Wait, get that. I mean, you could have given those gearheads a run for their money.
Look, Dean, this is my grandfather's car. I tell you what, give me a car that I'm not genetically related to. I promise things will change, okay?
Honey.
Well, okay. Come, do your breathing. Okay.
Is it hot in here? Is it hot or is it just me?
Hot?
It's like a sauna in here.
Oh.
Well, I'm going to go down to the garage and turn on the air conditioner.
No, that's okay. I like to just sit here and sweat.
I'm going to turn on the air conditioner.
I'm not hot anymore. I'm hungry. Will you make me a sandwich, please?
Okay, honey.
Sardines and pickles, okay?
Oh.
Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week. 'Cause that's the night that my sweetie and I used to dance cheek to cheek. I don't mind Sunday night at all, 'cause that's the night friends come to call. And Monday through Friday's a gas, and another week goes past. But Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week. I sing the song that I sang for the memories I...
You asshole, do up a shirt! No way, Les, forget about it. I mean, look at us. We're three wild animals bombing down the highway with the cruise control set at 55 miles per hour.
I don't need a ticket on my first night out. God damn it, stop that!
And what is this crap we're listening to? I mean, my parents don't even listen to this stuff.
Dean, give me the camera.
No! Give me it! No!
Goddamn, Dean, it's not your camera. Give me the camera.
No.
Give me it.
No!
Guys, give me it.
No!
Give me it.
No!
Jesus!
Watch out!
I think I'm gonna throw up.
Ah! Get out of the car, quick! Help! Help! Oh. Help! Get her off of me!
Not in the car,
I'm trapped!
Please. Not in the cart.
Help! That's I apologize for everything, but that ride was definitely worth the price of admission. I mean, that makes up for a whole life of boredom.
There's a scratch in my car. Where? Right there. Right here, there's a big old scratch in my car.
Hold on, let me see.
Shit, my dad's gonna murder me. Look at this. There is no scratch. There is a scratch. It's a little scratch. Your dad is not gonna see that scratch. Your dad's a 40-year-old guy who wears glasses, not an eagle, okay? Now, listen to me. We are 2 seconds away from Archie's. Do you understand that?
Dino, you listen to me. 2 seconds or not 2 seconds. Watch my lips. We're not going to Archie's. We're not driving in my grandfather's Cadillac anymore. We are, in fact, going home. Okay?
No, it's not okay.
Look, you don't look too good.
We better get you a soda.
You have worked really hard for that license in your wallet. I mean, you've had 16 years of humiliation. Begging for lifts from people who couldn't give a shit about your image. Les, you've had to stand and watch as all the pretty girls drove off in some older jerk's car. Humiliation, I know, I've been through it, but that's all over now. Les, that thing in your wallet, that's no ordinary piece of paper. That is a driver's license. And it's not only a driver's license, it's an automobile license. And it's not only an automobile license. It is a license to live. A license to be free. To go wherever, whenever, and with whomever you choose. Archie's, man. Let's do it.
Dino, I don't know.
Les. To live in fear is not to live at all.
What about Mercedes?
I don't think that this is such a good idea, okay?
Of course it's a good idea. In half an hour, there's gonna be babes all over us. She'll kill it for us. Wow. Did you ever imagine in all your life that you would see a Mercedes fit inside the trunk of a Cadillac?
Look, I feel bad about this.
Feel bad? For her? I mean, this trunk is bigger than the size of my bedroom. Let's go.
Nighty-night.
One for each of us.
Dean, I will never doubt you again.
I know you won't.
My dreams never get this good.
My fantasies never get this good, man. And this is only the beginning!
Yeah, let's see.
Sorry. Quick, roll up the windows.
Those assholes again.
Charles, you spasticated idiot.
It was an accident. Roll up the windows.
Hey, my hamburger. Hey, give me my hamburger.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Roll the window down.
No, keep it up.
No, roll it down.
No, keep it up.
Hey, come here.
Hi.
God damn it.
Wait, you can't leave now. What about the girl?
She's a maniac.
What the fuck? Get us out of here.
Peaceful protesters are gathered to demonstrate against the late-night transportation of military hardware through our city streets. Now, Jim, as you can see, there's a wide range of people here, all singing and chanting.
I don't know. I don't think this is such a good idea. Can we go home?
Look, Dean, we're going home. And if you don't like it, you can jump out right here, wherever the hell we are. Hey, that looks like my mom's outing.
Holy shit! I think we're being invaded! Here they come!
Come on!
Hey! No, no, no! Not on my car! What are you doing? Car! My car! Hey, I know that guy! He looks like my sister's boyfriend! Shit, my sister, stop!
What are you doing?
Natalie, don't tell Daddy, he's like this!
You don't even have a license!
Natalie, don't kill Dad!
All right, let's round these people up. Cover them and put them in the wagon.
Excuse
me!
As you can see behind me, what started as a peaceful protest has now mushroomed into a substantial demonstration. It seems that tempers flared when executives from Allied Technologies refused to speak to rep...
Oh, my God.
What the hell was going on back
there? I don't know, man, but Les, I'll tell you something. This caddy sure can take a beating.
Yeah, well, not half the beating you're gonna get unless you clam up, Dean. Oh. This is great. This is real classic.
You must be checking for drunk drivers.
Yeah, no shit.
Don't sweat it. Think of your license as a credit card. Sooner or later, you gotta break it in.
Pull over the curb. Right over there.
And besides, Les, what are you worried about? We're sober. They're here to catch drunks. Like that dick.
Have you had anything to drink tonight, sir?
Take it easy.
License and registration. License and registration, son.
Sir? I forgot my license at home. But, I could give you this.
All right, sit tight.
Why didn't you show him your license? What was that thing you flashed in front of us at the house? My school ID.
Are you telling us that you left the house on your first night out with a license without a license?
No, Dean, I'm not telling you that. Look, guys, I failed my exam.
You what?
Proper grammar.
This punk doesn't even have a license.
All right, sir. What I'd like you to do is I'd like you to try to walk this line here, all right?
One pass, come here.
You just keep walking, all right? I'll be right back.
We're going to have to call a wagon to pick this guy up.
This is going to go on our records. We're going to be locked up in a cell with men who murdered and raped and robbed convenience stores.
Will you take a pill or something? Will you just relax? Nothing's going to happen to us. We're juveniles.
Nice call, Dean.
All right, Anderson, let's have a look inside the trunk. Come on, I ain't got all night. Come on, come on!
Hi, how you doing?
What the hell is this?
My date?
There's a riot going on at Allied Tech.
You just got lucky, pal. Let's go.
Yes! Perfect! Yes! See, Les, what'd I tell you? Piece of cake! Hey, Dino, shut up, huh? Help me with her. Do something useful in life, would you?
Oh, looks like wine. Oh, yeah. Oh, Maserati. Oh, this is much nicer than mine. Keys?
This chick is no paperweight. So where's our next stop?
There are no stops, Dean. We're going home. Oh, I'm dead. I'm so dead, they're gonna have to bury me twice. Let's go.
Back on top in June.
Looks like I'm in for the night.
I said that's life.
You can't take this car.
Yeah, well, he took our car. We're gonna take his.
But I don't let it get me down.
Wait! No, I'm sorry!
Go!
I've been a pirate, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out.
Where the hell am I?
He's going left! He's going left!
I find myself.
Where the hell's this guy going?
That's life. Yeah, go, Sammy. I tell you, I can't deny it.
Don't worry about it. I'll fix on it. I can fix that. It's only the right side.
Each time I find myself laying on my back, I just pick myself up and get back.
Roses, that's for sure. People's the problem. People pushing me around.
I don't care what you say to the guy. Just get him to pull over.
The man is a drunk lunatic. Don't you think this is a little bit dangerous?
You're telling me about dangerous? Charles, you want to know what's dangerous? Me going home and having to explain to my father that this piece of shit is my grandfather's Cadillac. Now, Charles, here he is, and you better talk to him.
Be tough.
Excuse me, sir. Sir, pardon me! Excuse me!
I believe there's been a slight mix-up here. It seems you've mistakenly driven off with our car.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You're very kind.
What the hell?
Come on, get the juice head to pull over!
Sir!
Les, he just vomited in your car.
Shit! What airline is this?
Come on. Go. Yeah. Come on.
Shut up, Dino. Hey, check it out. Spongehead's actually driving straight. What'd he do, sober up?
Shit. He's out cold. Oh, shit.
Charles, you take the gas. Dino, you take the gun. I'm going out there.
No, no, wait a minute. No, no. Les, it's just a car.
You try telling that to my father.
Wait a minute. Les, be careful. Les.
Hold it steady.
Les. Dino, hold the car steady.
Come on.
No, keep it straight, would you?
Stop it. You're losing control.
Les.
Stop it.
Whoa! Whoa! I'm gonna blow! Dino,
wait a minute!
Holy shit! Whoa! Dino, whoa!
Mister! Wake up! Would you?
Come on!
Wake up! Please, wake up!
Will you get your hand off the gun?
Whoa! Dino, help!
Hi, Les. See you again. God, I hate drunk
drivers. What? Oh, no! What's the road? Come on! Oh, shit!
God, did you see what you did? Did you see what you did?
Honey, I'm home.
Who is this guy?
I don't know.
Who are you?
Well, my friend, you're a little thief. Give me those keys.
Yes, yes, but see, friends don't let friends drive drunk.
You call yourself a friend?
Wait, look. Yes. You were incredible. You are an animal. I mean, nobody's gonna believe this.
Yeah. Not too bad for a kid without his license, huh?
License or no license, that was one intense display of driving.
Yeah, and as far as the first night out on the town with the car is concerned, that one definitely sets the standards.
Hey, thank God you don't get your license for a couple months, buddy.
I'm gonna tell Sleeping Beauty.
I don't know.
This is it.
I'm up. Okay, do your breathing. Okay, how far apart are the contractions? 5 minutes? Fine. Plenty of time.
The dream is so bizarre, Les. As if I was trapped in the trunk of a car, and suddenly the trunk flipped open, and there you were, rescuing me. So weird.
Sounds crazy.
Oh, I know it sounds unbelievable, but somehow you're always there to hold me, like you are right now. I felt so safe and so warm. I'm sorry I was such a sleepyhead tonight. You must have been so bored.
Oh, no, don't be silly. Tonight for me was like a non-stop action.
When can we go out again?
Honestly, Mercedes, tonight might be the last night anybody ever sees me alive.
Why? What happened?
It's a long, complicated story. You don't want to hear about it.
Does it have a happy ending?
Mm-hmm. As so far. Hopefully one day I'll get to tell you how it ends.
I'll be here.
Bye.
Ow!
The baby?
No, the laces are too tight.
Okay, honey.
Albert!
Honey! Yeah. Whoa! Okay. Oh, wait. Get my jacket. Where's my jacket?
Okay.
Where? Oh, I forgot the bag.
It's okay. I'm on the way here. Okay.
Okay.
Calm down.
You okay?
You okay?
Good. Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah?
I'm fine. Oh, what? Oh, no. Oh,
another
okay.
One.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Put your arm on me.
Uh-oh.
What?
Gosh, I'm fine. I'm sorry. I'm fine now.
What do you mean you're fine?
I think what's air bubbles from the pickle or something.
Honey, are you sure?
I mean, oh, gosh,
the car's
I'm
right
sorry.
There, right?
I'm sorry. I'm fine.
Why is the garage door open?
Oh, Natalie probably left it open.
No, honey. Natalie took the Audi. Where the hell is the Audi? Something wrong with your bed, Les? Mind explaining to me what size shark was responsible for this?
Well,
it... No! I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Save it for the judge. Do you have any idea what you've done tonight, Les? What this means to your future in this house and on this planet?
I have an idea.
No, you can't possibly... You can't even begin to imagine... We had a college fund set aside for you. That's gone now. You had free room and board, 2 trusting parents, and a social life. It's all gone. You had a TV, a stereo, a baseball mitt, a tennis racket, a skateboard, a bicycle, all gone. And you even had sunlight and a window in your room. Let me tell you something, buddy boy. You are damn lucky your mother didn't go into labor tonight.
Mommy, I am in labor.
Damn lucky. What
Henry, you okay? How far apart are the contractions?
I don't know.
You don't know? Is it 1 minute? 2 minutes? How close?
Too close.
Too close. No handle! No handle. No handle. Okay, honey. Okay, we'll be in the hospital in a minute. Okay, sit down. What's your
home? Oh, Robin, what? Oh, back seat with me.
No, honey, I can't.
Yeah.
I have to drive.
Oh, Les can drive.
What? Les who? Not that Les. No, no. No, he stays here. Rudy, you drive. Rudy, get in the car.
Dad, let me drive. I can do it, Dad.
Please stay with me. I need you.
Dad?
Okay, you drive. But try and do it like you have a license. Let me open the door.
Ew. It smells like puke in here.
Shut up, Rudy.
What are you doing?
Sorry, it's a red light.
Are you crazy? There isn't a car in sight. We're rushing your mother to the hospital, not to a bridge game. Come on, go through it. Go through it. What are you doing? Come on.
Dad, I'm pushing the gas down. It ain't moving. I don't know.
Sounds like the transmission. Try another gear. Come on.
Mom?
Try low.
Don't worry. I'm just having a baby.
What was that?
Reverse works, Dad. Honey?
Let him drive backwards. Let him drive sideways. I don't care. Just get me there.
All right. But be careful.
I will. Last night.
Yeah?
Dad? Yeah.
Must have been one hell of a crash course. Look, don't worry about Grandpa. The damage isn't that bad. We'll get the car fixed. Maybe you won't notice.
It's slipping! Look out, the beam! Hello? Hello? Anybody home?
It's Grandpa.
What are you going to tell him, Dad?
Well, the truth could kill him, but I guess he's getting kind of old, huh?
What's everybody sweating about? He's been away a long time. I want to come in, relax.
Come on, damn it, open up.
He hasn't seen the twins yet. I know my father. Last thing in the world he's going to be worried about is his car. Hi, Dad.
Where's my caddy?
Les did it! It was Les. I didn't...
What in the hell is that?
Son of a bitch, what in the hell is that?
It's your card, Grandpa. Your card.
Dad?
Well, what is it?
What? What's that? Dad, what is it?
Yeah, I had a little trouble with your car, too.
My BMW?
Son of a bitch! Yo!
Les, you know how you said when you got your license you wanted a BMW? Well, here you go. It's all yours. Take good care of it.
Thanks, Dad. It's very generous of you, but, you know, I don't need the BMW anymore.
Les!
I already have a Mercedes.
Don't wait up, guys!